Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Dave Shellbetter, manager of Sun & Fun Radio in Lakeland, Florida, who is today's host.
The Sun & Fun Fly-In and the Florida Air Museum are nonprofit entities. One of the things that nonprofits need to do is raise money to fund their year-round activities. One of the ways that Sun & Fun raises money is through the Hangar Door Canteen. On the virtual deck this morning, I have Chris Wharton with Sun & Fun. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great, Dave.
Tell me about the Hangar Door Canteen.
Well, Dave, the canteen came about in May of 2010. We were actually at a board meeting, and one of our Florida Air Museum board members, A.J. Jackson, said that we should do something on Veterans Day to honor our veterans. And immediately, I looked at him and said, we need to do a USO canteen dinner dance. And that is where the idea was born, and I went to work with a team of wonderful volunteers. We formed a planning committee. Susie Eichhoff, our fly-in board chairman's wife, led the charge on the decor for the event, and we had a really special event on Veterans Day last year. We had over 175 people attend. Many veterans from World War II and Korea were in attendance, as well as folks from all branches of the military. Even the Royal Air Force was represented. So we had a great evening. We raised funds for our educational programs, and we honored our veterans and our active duty military that evening. It was a great event, and we decided that we would like to continue this as a tradition at Sun & Fun and do this every year on Veterans Day.
So the purpose of the event is twofold, to honor our veterans and to raise funding for the Florida Air Museum?
That's correct, Dave. Sun & Fun wants to honor our veterans as well as our active duty military on their day, which is Veterans Day. We want to invite all of those who feel, as we do, that these men and women deserve our sincere gratitude and respect. And we invite everyone to join us on November 11th to celebrate our veterans and their service to our country. And then our second purpose, as you mentioned, is to raise funds and provide support for our next generation of young flyers. All of the proceeds from the event go directly to support the year-round educational programs of Sun & Fun and the Florida Air Museum.
How much money did you raise last year for the museum?
Last year, Dave, being our first year, we were really not sure of how a brand new event in our community would take place, but we were able to raise $3,000 that went directly into our programming at the museum. So we were very pleased with our first effort, and we just hope to continue to increase that year after year. We definitely think this is a unique event that no other organization, no other nonprofit in Polk County or Central Florida is doing. So we hope this is something that will continue to grow and expand and raise more funds each year.
Now, when and where will the event be held? Obviously, Veterans Day.
Obviously, yes, Veterans Day. This year, Veterans Day falls on a Friday. So Friday evening, November 11th, the canteen actually will start at 7 o'clock and go until we don't have an end time. It just will go as long as people are having a good time that night. And these events will be held on Sun & Fun's campus on the south side of Lakeland Linder Regional Airport.
Paint a picture of the event for our listeners. What can they expect to experience the night of the event?
Well, one thing I can promise you, Dave, is that our guests will have a lot of fun. The evening's activities include a special salute to all of our veterans and active military. This is during a 1940s-themed dinner dance held in Sun & Fun's Hangar A. It's an aircraft hangar that will be decorated to reflect the canteen socials that were made famous by the USO during World War II. We will have 1940s big band entertainment throughout the evening, complete with a dance floor, so everybody needs to bring their dancing shoes. Terry Lobb is a wonderful caterer here in the local area who will provide all the comfort foods from the 1940s for our guests to enjoy. Last year, we actually had a request for Spam. Everybody was wondering where the Spam was because that's what they remember from the 40s. So this year, I think she's incorporating Spam somehow into the menu. We'll also have the donuts that'll be fried right on site and the coffee, just like the USO girls used to hand out to the soldiers back in the war days. We will have a live and silent auction that evening, and we will also do a 50-50 and have some door prizes for our guests. And then everybody's favorite last year was the USO girls. We had a photo opportunity to have your photo taken with the USO girls by one of our World War II aircraft. That was a huge hit. We do encourage folks to come in 1940s era costume or their military attire. We had great participation by our guests last year, and that just added to the fun of the evening. So we really want to have fun this evening while we're honoring our veterans, while we're raising funds for our educational programs. But we want our guests to have a good time that night, too.
And from everything you're saying, it sounds like it's going to be an absolute blast.
Absolutely.
Now, I see from the website you've got several ticket packages available. What's the cost to attend the event?
Thanks for asking that, Dave. We do have several ticket packages and a few new ones that we added this year due to requests that we had from our prior year. The general admission tickets are $75 per person or $140 for a couple. And we also have a veteran ticket price for $65 each or $120 for a couple. This year we added a Patriot table for 10 people. This can be a corporate purchased table, or if you just want to bring some friends and go in on a table together, for $600, you can have the Patriot table, and that will include champagne on the table for all of your guests. We also have a camping package available for $155. This includes two tickets to the canteen and a Friday night camping space with full hookup here in our campground. So if you want to drive in from outside of our local area with your RV, you're welcome to do so, and we'll distribute those spaces on a first-come, first-served basis. The last package that we have is our fly-in package. We encourage our Florida pilots to fly in for the event, make it a weekend getaway, and for $215, this includes two tickets to the canteen. It includes Friday night lodging at our Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott, and that also includes transportation to and from the airport to the hotel and a continental breakfast on Saturday morning. So we hope that guests will come from near and far and spend a great weekend with us on Veterans Day.
Now, I understand you've added something this year. There's a special pre-event reception. What can you tell me about that?
Yes, this year we're very excited to add a pre-event reception in what we're calling the Admiral's Quarters. A Florida Air Museum board member and retired Navy Admiral A.J. Jackson and his wife Jan will host this reception. And we're going to have some very special guests at this event. We will have members from the Special Operations Forces of our military. This includes Navy SEALs, who will be in attendance, and actually will include soldiers from all branches of military service. So we hope that our guests will want to participate in this and enjoy meeting the elite soldiers of our American military. And we do have several surprises planned for our guests who attend that special event, so we promise it'll be something special for them to remember.
Well, it sounds like a good time. Is there an additional cost to attend the reception?
Yes, there's an additional cost of $25 per person to attend that pre-canteen reception.
Now, how can people go about getting tickets or getting more information on the Hangar Door Canteen?
Well, all of the information, Dave, is on our website, www.sun-n-fun.org. And guests can purchase tickets right there on our site. They just click on the dog tags, and they can purchase any of our ticket packages at that site. You can also call 863-644-2431 and get some more information or purchase your tickets by calling us directly.
And if somebody does decide to go ahead and call the Sun and Fun offices, they'd ask for you?
Absolutely. Just ask for Chris Wharton, and I'll be happy to answer any questions and take good care of your ticket purchase.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about the Hangar Door Canteen?
Absolutely. You know, I really have a passion for this event. I do have two brothers who are active duty military, so honoring our military and veterans is very important to me personally. And I just really had such a wonderful experience last year at this event. Not only did we have a lot of fun and we raised money for our programming here at Sun and Fun and the Florida Air Museum, but it was a very special time to honor those who have served our country. So I do invite you to come and enjoy the evening. It's for a great cause, and we look forward to seeing you there on November 11th.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for taking time to do this interview with me this morning. That's the Hangar Door Canteen, a fundraiser for the Florida Air Museum, taking place on 11-11-11. That would be November 11th, 2011. It's Veterans Day. For more information, look on the Sun and Fun website, www.sun-n-fun.org. There's a spot right on the main page to click for more information. Or if you want to call, again, that's 863-644-2431. Ask for Chris Wharton. Big band, swing, USO themed. Sounds like it's going to be a great time. For Sun and Fun Radio, this is Dave Shellbetter.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.